My name is Joy, and today I'll be talking about uncovering paths across the web with the Quark browser. So this internet, if you really think about it, is an entire universe where each of us have our own unique patterns and paths across it. And because of that, it makes no sense we're still relying on technology based on the filing cabinet with tabs, folders, and files. This metaphor is super old and better for organizing files than for discovering information. And the Quark browser aims to change that. Quark is the browser that shows you paths across the internet. It is made for content creators and self-learners who are among the people who have the most complex paths across the internet. This means that going down a rabbit hole or scrolling down a feed transforms from this linear format to exploring a living map, where imagine if you can, on this map, bump into people while looking at similar online content or search results, see where they've been via the paths they've left, and tag along to discover new things together. So here's an example of how someone could use Quark. In this example, a content creator and a self-learner use Quark to do more research on sustainability.
We're all trying our best to fight climate change. For some of us, that means working on sustainability solutions such as solar lamps in and outside of work. There are thousands of people doing the same thing all across the world. What if there's a way to share our expertise based on shared purpose? With the browser Quark, there is a way. For example, Neil is an expert in solar lamps who conducts most of his research online. As he goes online, the Quark browser automatically organizes his online research. Neil is able to better track and reaccess his own resources. When he's done, he can share his map of resources to others in the world so that like-minded people can discover helpful information. Now, on the other side of the world, Sally has just begun learning more about solar lamps. She begins using Quark